Hi, thanks so much for taking the time to look around this post. My name is Heidi, and I've been a teacher in the Victoria School District for 20 years now, and I'm currently taking my master's in educational technology at the University of Victoria. This past spring, while we were online learning and teaching during COVID-19, my students needed access to supportive learning content that could assist them when instructional support was difficult to receive or difficult to provide. Suggesting resources that could meet the needs of individual students was something that happened authentically in the classroom. But with remote teaching, I needed to think about how I could provide and organize a range of learning materials that would respond to the varying needs of my students, from introductory materials to enrichment opportunities. Sometimes this included videos or newspaper articles, websites, podcasts, or even resources like community experts or local businesses. The benefits of providing a curated list of resources included that my students didn't need a textbook, as most of the resources were open educational resources, or in one case, they were links to journal articles that our library had subscriptions to. They helped promote collaborations with experts in the community. For example, during an inquiry project, I posted websites of local businesses that had knowledge in particular areas, and I found that students also contributed the names of experts or businesses in the area to help their peers out. I also found that curated lists provided that support for independent learning and flexibility that we needed while learning online. So when students got involved and started posting their favorite resources or experts that they knew, the class participated in the learning community, which is really my ultimate hope, that students might experience the benefits of belonging to a personalized learning network or a PLN, much like an educator might while participating on Twitter. There certainly are a few considerations for educators if they're going to be posting curated lists of resources online. Things like accessing open educational resources and being mindful of accessibility of content for learners. Understanding the legal and ethical use of resources and copyright laws. Being aware of and educating students about FIPPA guidelines and characteristics of digital literacy. And then understanding how you're going to organize resources and what tech you'll use to provide your lists. And making sure that students have access to those platforms and can collaborate on it if that's what your intention is. So as we begin another school year under COVID-19 conditions, I hope you find these ideas and references helpful. And if you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, I'd love to hear from you below. Thanks so much and best of luck in the upcoming school year.